Continuous Country Favorites 102.7 KORD. Well, I think we got the glitch fixed. How about that? Let's try it, shall we? Let's just do it. Time now for the Gump File. Dun, dun, dun. I like this guy kind of because he thinks outside the box. He's just a little out there. Ain't that the pits? A Nebraska man has filed a medical malpractice lawsuit against the Dallas hospital, claiming that they inserted a tracking device in his armpit without his consent. Yeah, that happens all the time here. Yeeper. Michael Woolman says he entered the Baylor Medical Center for a routine tonsillectomy, but following surgery noticed his armpit had some blood on it. Reasonable conclusion? Doctors stuck a GPS under his skin. Of course, it all makes perfect sense. They want to know where you are 24/7, Michael Woolman. Various other complaints, but he says he is going to sue the hospital unless they get the GPS tracking device out of him. Not sure how they're going to get it out if it's not really in there. A lot of nasty neighbors out there. This guy could be at the top of the list, though. Residents in Florida, apparently living in fear, 52-year-old Dale McDaniel. He has chased neighbors down with a chainsaw, even slapped a kid in a wheelchair. Lawn overgrown and filled with trash, and he can often be seen using his front yard as a potty area. His lawn overgrown, filled with trash. Oh, goody. Neighbors say he has a drinking problem. McDaniel says he's simply misunderstood. That's right. You chase somebody with a chainsaw, you're definitely just misunderstood. He says, I'm not a menace. They just don't know how to deal with me. Yeah. Finally, I love this story. 61-year-old man has a lawsuit against the state claiming he lost his job as a lifeguard because he refused to wear a Speedo. And kudos to you. Happened during his annual swim test. Roy Lester of Long Beach said he's been a lifeguard for 4 decades at Jones Beach. Then he was told he'd have to change out of his bike shorts and into a Speedo for his test. He said he was fired after he refused. I wore a Speedo when I was in my 20s, he said, but come on, there should be a law prohibiting anyone over the age of 50 from wearing a Speedo. Again, you need to run for president. State regulations require lifeguards to wear boxers, briefs, or board shorts during their annual 100-yard swim. He said he ain't putting on no darn Speedo, and that's that. And we thank you. We salute you for that. There you go. You, Mr. Stand Up For Your Rights, as it were, 61-year-old Speedo-wearing guy. There you go. How about that? There's your Gump File.